Welcome to your Tuesday, July 22nd edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your leading source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. In the current global financial climate, Australia creates a beacon of stability amid U.S. market uncertainties, only validating its appeal as a safe haven for international investors. A U.S. tariff pause seems to have struck a positive chord with Jason Todd and June Bay Louie, co-founders of the Australian boutique equities specialist 10Cap, who forecast a gradual growth into the rest of 2025. With investing strategies in IPO participation and firms like JB Hi-Fi and Virgin, Australia is well positioned to navigate the global market diarrhea. In a related note, superannuation funds have maintained an impressive resilience despite recent market volatility. According to Super Ratings, balanced funds with 60 to 70% growth allocations have proven particularly robust, some yielding double-digit returns. A notable performer was Raise Super Moderately Aggressive, posting a monumental 13.8% return. On the environmental front, Vanguard's ethically conscious growth option sets an example of how sustainable investments can thrive. A word to the wise: experts recommend continual review of your super portfolio to ensure alignment with individual risk profiles. On the home front, the real estate market is experiencing an upward trajectory, as dictated by the Westpac Consumer Sentiment Index and the Time to Buy a Dwelling Index. Encouragingly, auction clearance rates are hitting 74.4% nationwide, with Sydney and Melbourne leading the charge. Factors such as the Reserve Bank of Australia's unexpected decision to hold the cash rate and various government initiatives are projected to inflame demand and lead to further price growth. However, as the market balloons, now valued at a staggering $11.4 trillion as of May, concerns arise on the economic pressures this influx could put on the average Australian consumer. The Albanese government's deposit scheme and Queensland's equity plan for first-time buyers could potentially add more fuel to this housing market fire. Finally, in election news, the Tasmanian Liberal Party under Jeremy Rockliffe is promising a state-backed insurance initiative, TasInsure, aiming at counteracting high insurance premiums. The proposed plan could save households $250 annually and offer small businesses a substantial 20% cut. Critics, including the Insurance Council of Australia, call this plan risky and unsustainable. Despite any criticisms, Rockliffe stands steady, making it the centerpiece of the Liberal campaign, aiming to tackle the pain points of Tasmanian consumers grappling with the impact of external disasters on their premiums. That concludes your July 22nd Financial Services News Wrap. For more updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep tuned in and stay informed. I'm Paige Estratori. Until next time.